Jastrzemski. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Alrighty, let's roll, baby. It's 7:03 here on this Thursday evening. It's JJ John Jastrzemski. We're taking you through the next 4 hours right here on the Fan. Get aboard. I want to hear from you at 877-337-6666. We welcome in the split tag team. It's Pete Hoffman from home. It's the West Virginia Mountaineer, the Zoo, Ed Arzuman. He's crossed away on the other side of the glass. And you got Ack, you got Mr. Met with the update at the top of every hour. We're with you up until 11 o'clock. Then it will be the schmooze, Stevie Summers. He's coming your way then. Where else? The Fan right here in New York City. And I hope everybody has enjoyed what has been what turned out to be a pretty nice Thursday across New York City. Got a good run in, got a little workout in, cooked myself a nice little meal. And there's a whole lot to get to. And it's refreshing in many ways where I don't have to start the show belly aching, bitching and moaning to the high heavens about Major League Baseball and the Players Association. And don't worry, we'll get to the offer or the agreement that wasn't in a little bit. But we have somebody to kind of bump them off of the back page. You have, at the very least, put them on the back burner, if you will. And the reason that has taken place is because it feels like for the second time now, or maybe it's the third time, maybe it's the fifth time, I'm not exactly sure. But Jamal Adams wants out. Jamal Adams, who is hands down the best player on the New York Jets. Jamal Adams, who is probably the best draft pick they have made over the last 5 or 6 years without hesitation, wants out. And I think you guys, if you have listened to this show, you know my feelings on Jamal Adams as a player. You know my feelings on Jamal Adams as a leader. I think he is a tremendous safety. Can make the case the best safety in the NFL. He's a terrific leader. He's a guy who you want suiting up for you Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. All true. But when it comes to talking about Jamal Adams and his overall worth, there's something you got to understand in the NFL. Quarterback, defensive end, offensive tackle, cornerback. These are the prime positions. These are the positions in which I'm allocating resources in my salary cap. These are the guys I want to pay. Safety is one of those instances where, yes, I got a really good one. Yes, I would like to keep him. But if the player believes that he's going to be treated as if he is Patrick Mahomes, or as if he is Myles Garrett, or if he's Xavier Howard, I got news for you. Jamal Adams is none of the above because of the position he plays. And as supportive of Adams as I have been, and you guys have heard me, perfect world, I want him to stay. Push comes to shove, I want him to be a New York Jet. The way Jamal Adams has handled the entire process of getting a new contract has been nothing short of embarrassing. Embarrassing. Go back to what happened last year. He had the audacity, and I remember roasting him for this, comparing himself to Tom Brady. I was like, are you kidding me, bro? Listen, you're a damn good player. Who the hell are you? Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback who has ever lived. You are a safety whose team, oh, by the way, has stunk every single year you have been in the league. It's not your fault. But clearly, your dominant play and your force has not willed the Jets to some level where they're even contending for a postseason spot. I mean, the Jets have not played one meaningful December football while Jamal Adams has been on the team. Let that sink in for a minute. Not one. It's not his fault. But if you're going to put yourself in the Tom Brady stratosphere, be ready for that. That was November, and we roasted Jamal Adams for that. Then he came back on the field. Looked like he was going to get traded. He doesn't get traded. Sings Kumbaya with Adam Gase and Joe Douglas. And to his credit, played really good football in the second half of the year. He had that great game against the New York Giants. He's making plays in the backfield, sacks, tackles for loss. He's a game wrecker. Everything you would expect Jamal Adams to be. And I remember coming on the air Sunday after Sunday throughout the football season and showering him with love. And I said, look, I want him here. He should be here. But there is a right way and a wrong way to handle a contractual negotiation. Here's what Jamal Adams needs to understand. Number one, we're in the middle of a pandemic. There is not a whole lot as far as contract extensions that is going on throughout the National Football League. Christian McCaffrey is the exception. Patrick Mahomes is still waiting on a new deal. Deshaun Watson is still waiting on a new deal. Myles Garrett, even though it was talked about last week or 2 weeks ago, he is still waiting on a new deal. So there's a whole lot of uncertainty at this point when it comes to the salary cap, because nobody seems to know for certain how it could change in the pandemic world and what it could look like next year, year after that, year after that. There's a whole lot of uncertainty. So if I'm a general manager and I'm thinking down the line, I'm thinking about next year, I'm thinking about the following year, I, for one, am not in a rush to go sign a contract right now. Especially when you were talking about a player who has two more years of control. I'm all for Jamal Adams getting that extension down the line. Especially if he continues to play the way he did last year and the year before that. Sure. Make him the highest paid safety in the league. Be my guest. But why am I in a rush to do that now? Just think about all of this uncertainty that's going on around the league. And I'm supposed to be like, all right, Jamal, whatever the hell you want. No, it's not the way the league works. And here's my other problem. Why does Jamal Adams need to go on Instagram and make this like some public spectacle? You got Joe Douglas's number. You don't got to make these crazy, crazy takes and proclamations and it's this, it's that on Instagram. I don't care. I don't need to see it. Find a way to negotiate one-on-one. This is not somebody who's a free agent, is at the end of the road and basically, all right, I might as well. I'm not going back to the Jets anyway. Well, that's what I'm getting at here, folks. It almost seems as if Jamal Adams and his people are trying to position it in that he really has no interest in re-signing here. And he may express his love for the New York Jets, and I'm sure money talks, and if the bottom line was the highest here with Gangrene, he would want to stay. But it sure seems like Jamal Adams is pulling a Costanza in many ways. He's like trying to get out of here. I mean, that's the way I take these posts on Instagram. That's the way I take the trade demand. And then you get to this ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous notion that Jamal Adams is basically sending a list of teams he'd okay a trade to. And if I'm going to read you this list, you're going to notice something that every single one of these teams has in common. Ravens, Cowboys, Texans, Chiefs, Eagles, Niners, Seahawks. What do all of those teams have in common? A legitimate chance to contend. What do all of those teams have in common? They also have in common smart business practices, more often than not. You think one of those teams is going to be like, all right, now we'll take Jamal Adams, we're going to give him a fat new contract? No chance. And that includes the Dallas Cowboys, his hometown team. And what makes this even more hypocritical from Adams' standpoint, folks, he, according to sources, basically said, well, if you trade me to one of those teams, I don't need the extension right now. Well, hold on a second. If that's the attitude that you currently have, you're under contract for two more years. I thought you loved everything about being a New York Jet. Why all of a sudden is there this double standard that Dallas may get, or Kansas City may get, or Seattle may get, that the Jets aren't going to get? Comes down to the simple fact that the Jets are not any good, which we all know. This is not breaking news. But This is not a free agent to be. This is not even a guy going into the last year of his contract. He's got two more years left on that deal. Two. And he seems like he's just trying to do everything in his power to get the hell out of here. Joe Douglas has made it clear, has he not? He wants Jamal Adams to be a Jet for life. His words, not mine. So why can't you have that give and take and have that conversation? Why all of a sudden now do you need to play it out in the media or play it out on social media to try to make demands upon the organization? I'm all for Jamal Adams sticking around with the New York Jets because I think he's a tremendous talent. But, man, he is tough to take at times. Let's call it like it is. Awfully, awfully, awfully tough to take. Because anybody who's going to say, well, he's handling this the right way. Let me ask you a question. Who's accomplished more in the National Football League? Patrick Mahomes or Jamal Adams? Don't even bother answering the question. I think you know it. And if you don't know it, you're not paying attention. Have I heard a peep? Have I heard a word out of Patrick Mahomes this entire offseason when it comes to a contract? No, because he knows it's a fait accompli. He knows when the money is worked out with the salary cap, the Chiefs, they ain't going to want to mess around. In fact, they're probably going to want to beat Houston into giving him a deal. Why? Because Deshaun Watson, another guy who, for my money, has accomplished more in the National Football League than Jamal Adams. Deshaun Watson is still waiting on a new contract. And I'm not hearing Deshaun Watson bellyache on social media to high heavens. This is nauseating. If I'm Joe Douglas, you wonder if you get to a point where you just say, you know what, enough. Enough. I can't deal with this anymore. And I'm not going out of my way to trade him right now because, listen, if I'm the Jets, I have the leverage. He don't want to show up? Then don't show up. And then I'll revisit in July and August what I am going to do. Right now, I'm sitting tight. I'm sitting tight. We may be heading in a situation where Jamal Adams has played his last game with the New York Jets. And if that's the case, I'm sorry. It is entirely on Jamal Adams. It is not on the Jets. You know, there are times you can roast the Jets. You can get on the Jets. Please. This is not one of them. This belly aching on social media. I mean, my goodness. Got 2 years left on the deal, bro. And I got news for you. You're a safety. You're not a corner. You're not a quarterback. You're not a top tackle in the league. You are a safety. I'm not saying you shouldn't have self-worth. I'm not saying you shouldn't be proud of what you've accomplished. You're damn good. I'm not going to take that away from you. But this constant belly aching, it would drive me insane if I'm a Jet fan. And I was thinking about this right before I signed on the air. And I don't know if these respective teams would do it. Would a first-round pick in Michael Gallup do it? To me, if I'm the Jets, I'd make that trade tomorrow. Goodbye. See you later. I'll put Gallup on my wide receiver core, put him alongside my second-round pick out of Baylor, put him alongside Perriman and Crowder, and I get another weapon for Sam Darnold. And, oh, by the way, I'll get the Cowboys' first-round pick next year. I would do that because Greg Williams has already shown you he can master the art of a defense. I don't want to trade Jamal Adams. But it's coming to a point now where if you're the Jets, how much more of this complaining and back and forth and just this tiresome act, how much more? It's tiresome. Got news for you, folks. If you're a Jet fan that was sitting around Thursday trying to find something to read, trying to find something to watch, and you got to hit trade demands from your safety, belly aching to the high heavens, if you ask me. Damn good player. Want him here, but enough is enough. 7:16 here on this Thursday evening. It's JJ, John Yastrzemski. We're keeping you company right here on the Fan. We got a lot to do. We're going to have the former All-Pro center, Nick Mangold. He's going to join us later on in the show, probably around either 9 or 10 o'clock. We got to figure that out. We'll have some fun with Nick, his career. He's got a new barbecue sauce out, so we got to get me some of that. We'll get to the nonsense with baseball. By the way, if you thought we were on the verge of an agreement, maybe we are. But the posturing and now the haggling is continuing. But Jamal Adams, is this now the last straw if you're a Jet fan? This latest trade demand, are you now at a point if you're a Jet fan where you'd rather see Jamal Adams play somewhere else? Damn good player. Perfect world, I want to keep him. But I think we're heading in a direction in which it's more and more likely you see in a divorce. Your calls, your reaction. They're coming up next.